Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I got a chance to, DW, if you've never heard DW.DE, you know, those are four letters. I'm going to give you the letters in military terminology. That would be D, Delta, right? W,
Whiskey. Seriously.
Whiskey?
W as in whiskey. Roger. That's a firm, sir.
Okay, Delta Whiskey dot Delta Edward, right? No, Echo.
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 Roger.
So then the URL would be Delta Whiskey dot Delta Echo. DW.DE. And it was so refreshing because, you know, I've seen them before because our university has them come on their exciting station. Oh. And University of West Florida, Mr. Graduate. And it's just like, it's real news. And it's not from America, and they're Germans, and they're speaking English, but, you know, but it's aggressive questioning of everybody involved with no dog in the fight. And it's just beautiful. I'm like, I'm almost in tears listening, thinking, oh my goodness, three economists sitting there talking about the world and what's happening. And, you know, Greece's economy is bad. And they're wanting, and they have been having the EU to bail them out, the European Union. But they actually were lying. They were twice as bad as bad. They were twice as bad as bad. They were saying that they were, they made a 50 on the test, but really they were making a 0 on the test. And they didn't even tell them. I'm like Greece is like gone.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously it's been around, the land and the stuff and the things, but the economy. And then you have Germany, you know, which is pretty cool. Germany, we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism today. And that's the root of racism. If we don't deal with anti-Semitism, you know, racism will always be present. And we'll be talking about that. Chuck Pierce will be talking about that. And but in Germany, 10% of the population has like 50% of the wealth. I mean, the middle class is disappearing in the world. You know, when you hear people talk about the 99%. That's not too far-fetched, you know, that when, you know, three individuals in the world, according to Perry Stone's report from a particular economist out of maybe Russia or Germany, says they have over $300 trillion. I mean, you have taken somebody's marbles. They're not all yours. You know what I'm saying? And one of these guys is the one that crashed a couple economies, you know, made his money off of, you know, crashing, you know, following. He bets against their economy, and then he makes all this money. His initial start with George Soros, and he is one of those three, and so they can move that money around, and it can just crumble at any moment. You know, it's just so fragile. And how many people, you know, that you know in America, they're living paycheck to paycheck. Actually, paycheck to stimulus, to loan shark, to paycheck. I mean, it's crazy some of the things that are going on. And yet, you know, two or three people have $300 trillion that they could pull out of the market and everything crashes. You know, China could call their 40% of our debt and cash in their bonds. You know, and it, you know, supposedly, according to Perry Stone, China's already printed up the Amero.
Wow.
You know, and the Amero is a new form of replacing the dollar that Canada, United States of America, Mexico, Central America, South America, we would all have one particular economy like the European Union, the EU has. And in the logical sense, outside of God, you know, it makes sense, except for one thing, understanding God and understanding how God does things, it's demonic.
You know,
God tells us, you know, you don't marry an unbeliever.
Mm-hmm.
He told Israel, he said, don't intermarry with pagan nations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he gives you a sovereign nation that he blesses, don't mix that sovereign nation with another nation who denies him. The sad thing is, we have people in our leadership now that's basically, well, they're partnering openly with people who deny that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And just amazing, just totally amazing, some things that are going on. And it's sort of like, it's the Jezebel argument. You know, Jezebel and Ahab, you know, Ahab was a king, chosen by God to lead God's people. So he was God's man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his dad gave him some advice. He said, listen, you need to go marry this king's daughter because they got some wealth and some power and their economies. We need to merge our two economies. And so he marries his daughter, and his daughter's name was Jezebel. And so you have King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that process, since he intermarried outside of God's kingdom, he already had his issues already. He was doing things wrong, but he still was God's man to lead, and God can deal with that. But she brought all of her gods.
Right.
She brought all of our Asheroth and Dagon and all these different gods, and I believe he was already, but I'm not sure. But he took it to the next level when he married her in regards to Baal worship, and he built a temple, and he provoked God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God loves us. You know, you can love your child, but your child can provoke you.
Yes.
You know, you can love your husband, but your husband can provoke you.
Mm-hmm.
I go in Texas all over the place now. They're like, yes, yes, all these wives are going, you know, you can love somebody and you still can be, you know, God does not, if God's, I don't know, I guess the Greek is ticked off, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It means you hurt his heart. It means we've hurt his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to heal a hurt heart with humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like, I was so wrong.
Yeah.
I was so wrong. he's locking up over here. Pass locking. He kind of looked away and kind of put his head down and kind of jerked a little bit. It's like, oh my goodness. Anyway, just it's so, because when somebody can say, you know, to a human being, not to God himself, but go to the human being and say, listen, and they are able to pinpoint that area and just say, you know, that was wrong. And I'm sorry, you know, would you forgive me? That's empowering. And if a man can figure that out, how to be healed in that area, then God's perfect. He'll be like, that's all I wanted. It's cool. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you can mess it up by starting to beat yourself and start trying to earn now what God just gave you by grace and saying, you know, I should need to beat myself some more because it was too easy for him to forgive me.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then he's like ticked off at you again. I was like, you're going to do this by works? You're beating yourself? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He still loves you, but he's ticked off.
Right.
And so, you know, understanding this is knowing that, I'm like all over, you know, forgiveness.
Well, it just helps out because so often we try to make it so much more difficult. And, you know, the whole message of God's forgiveness is mm-hmm. not by what we did.
Right.
You know, he says, while we were still sinners, while we were still missing, you know, the mark in every way, shape, and form, Jesus walked it out perfectly so that we can just say, I just need Jesus.
Right.
And when we acknowledge where we have missed on every level, to say, I just want to try this again. And we just ask, God, help me walk this out. Help me to be where you've called me to be. And he just says, I can work with that. And when we acknowledge, it's like, I don't have it right. I don't do it perfectly. I'm not, mm-hmm. quote unquote, better than someone else trying to walk it out.
Right.
God's like, I can work with that.
Yeah. And so, you know, understanding that where we're at, that serious things are taking place around, mm-hmm. us right now. You know, some major things have happened. And when God's telling us, when he's telling us, in 2005, what's going to be happening in 2011, and we're going to hit that today, and telling us in 2008 what's going to be happening 3 years into this presidential campaign,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to find out God already spelt it out. Remember when Dutch Sheets went around with Chuck Pierce, and they went to every single state to hear God, mm-hmm. over that state?
Yeah, I remember that.
And when they did that, that's when what was said over Alabama, you know, was going to be taking place. And it was interesting that you're just going to hear some stuff. I don't want to talk about it, and then you hear it. You just need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to bless you. It's God's, it's going to be some of the toughest times, you know, coming, but it's going to be the best time for the church. It's going to be the most awesome time. We've been preparing, mm-hmm. for this day. You know, future preparation makes no sense in the present,
mm-hmm.
until the future is present.
Right.
And you're, past present is past,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this makes really good sense.
Mm-hmm.
And God always understands this. You got to listen and watch for how God prepared, and you can move quickly. I mean, people have to labor to outside of a mindset, outside of what's taking place. Just like Jesus was bringing in the gospel, the good news, you know, what was there was not receiving him.
Mm-hmm.
And but he pressed through, obviously, and thank God, thank
Amen.
Jesus, and yes. And he birthed the church, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so it the church wasn't, and then the church was,
right,
and so God was preparing a place for everybody prior to them even knowing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, you know what I'm saying? And so God's prepared a place. You're not alone. You just don't. Don't be insane and continue to do, you know, just, I need to do more religious works. I need to do more, you know, it hasn't been working. It has, you know, it's like,
right.
It's going to be a bit when, if you haven't yet got this revelation, this is going to be the most exciting thing to you. Cause religion is like men's religion. It's like toting bricks. I mean, it's like toting water.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in to God's revelation,
right,
and start being the church, and allowing God's Spirit to move through you, you're like in a river. That's the best analogy, where in a river, I mean, go with the flow. I mean, it's what God begins to do, and then all of a sudden the river carries you.
Right.
And you think about it, when you think about heaven, he says, there is a river that flows from the throne of God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And we're meant to flow with God, because this is God's church.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the head of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the everything, director of everything that's happening in the church. And if you rule out the Spirit of God, you're ruling out God,
mm-hmm.
but you're also ruling out how God's Spirit does things,
right,
and how he'll handle things. And so you're worn out trying to be Holy Spirit Junior.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you're trying to convict people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for an adjective. In my next sermon, I'm going to try to find me an adjective. It's like, it ain't going to work. God's going to have to touch their heart. It's, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit that touches their heart.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.